Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 26. King Puranjana goes to the forest to hunt, and his queen becomes angry. Part 1, Verses 1 through 5 and 9 through 14. King Puranjana goes to the forest to hunt. The great sage Narada Muni continued speaking to Prachina Barhishat.
My dear king, once upon a time King Puranjana took up his great bow and equipped with golden armor and a quiver of unlimited arrows, accompanied by 11 commanders, sat on his chariot, driven by 5 swift horses, and went to the forest named Panchaprastha. Puranjana took with him in that chariot 2 explosive arrows. The chariot itself was situated on 2 wheels and 1 revolving axle. On the chariot were 3 flags, 1 rein, 1 chariot driver, 1 sitting place, 2 poles to which the harness was fixed, 5 weapons, and 7 coverings. The chariot moved in 5 different styles, and 5 obstacles lay before it. All the decorations of the chariot were made of gold. It was almost impossible for King Puranjana to give up the company of his queen even for a moment. Nonetheless, on that day, being very much inspired by the desire to hunt, the king took up his bow and arrow with great pride and went into the forest, not caring for his wife. For at that time, King Puranjana was very much influenced by demoniac propensities. And because of this, Puranjana's heart became very hard and merciless. And with sharp arrows, Puranjana killed many innocent animals in the forest, taking no consideration. When King Puranjana was hunting in this way, many animals within the forest lost their lives with great pain, being pierced by the sharp arrowheads. Upon seeing these devastating, ghastly activities performed by the king, all the people who were by nature merciful became very unhappy. Such merciful persons could not tolerate seeing all this killing. In this way, King Puranjana killed many animals, including rabbits, boars, buffalo, bison, black deer, porcupines, and other game animals. After killing and killing, Puranjana became very tired. After this, the king, very much fatigued, hungry, and thirsty, returned to his royal palace. Upon returning, he took a bath and had an appropriate dinner. Then Puranjana took rest and thus became freed from all restlessness. Then King Puranjana decorated his body with suitable ornaments. He also smeared scented sandalwood pulp all over his body and put on flower garlands. In this way, Puranjana became completely refreshed, and after this, the king began to search out his queen. And after taking his dinner and having his thirst and hunger satisfied, King Puranjana felt some joy within his heart. But instead of being elevated to Vara Aroham, or higher consciousness, Paranjana became captivated by Cupid and was moved by a desire to find his queen, who kept him satisfied in his household life. So at that time, King Paranjana was a little anxious, and so he inquired from the other household women. Part 2, verses 6 through 8. Narada's purport on hunting. Narada Muni now specifically instructed King Prachinabarhishat. If a king is too attracted to eating flesh, he may, according to the directions of the revealed scriptures, on sacrificial performances, go to the forest and kill some animals that are recommended for killing. However, one is not allowed to kill animals unnecessarily or without restrictions. The Vedas regulate animal killing just to stop the extravagance of foolish men influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance. My dear King Barhishat, any person who works according to the directions of the Vedic scriptures does not become involved in fruitive activities. Otherwise, a person who acts whimsically falls down due to false prestige, and one thus becomes involved in the laws of nature, which are composed of the three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. One thus goes up and down from a microbe in stool to a high position in the Brahmaloka planet. Recorded November 16, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sansara Dava Nalalita Loka. Pranaya Karunya Dhanaganat. Praptasya Kalyana Gunarna Vasya. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Mahaprabho Ki Khana Nritya Gita. Vajitra Madhyan Manasora Sena. Romancha kampasru taranga bhajo. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sri Vigraharadhana Nityanana. Shringara Tanman Gira Marjanada. Yuktasya Bhaktangs Chaniyunjatopi. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada. Swadvana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangham. Kritvaiva Tripting Bhajatak Sadaiva. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sri Radhika Madhava Yora Para Madhuya Leela Guna Rupa Nana Pratikshana Svadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Nikunja, you know, Roti Keli Sidya Yayali Yukti Apeksaniya Tatprati Dakshad Ati Valabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Sakshadharitena Samasta Shastray Uktastatha Bhav Yata Eva Sadvihi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Eva Tatya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado Yasya Prasadad Nagati Utopi Dayan Stubam Stasya Yashastri Sanyam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam 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 Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam
My spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy. Just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it, Srila Prabhupada delivers the materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, who is an ocean of auspicious qualities. Chanting the holy name, dancing in ecstasy, singing and playing musical instruments, Srila Prabhupada is always gladdened by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because Srila Prabhupada is relishing the mellows of pure devotion within his mind, sometimes Prabhupada's hair stands on end. Prabhupada feels quivering in his body, and tears flow from Prabhupada's eyes like waves. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. My spiritual master is always engaged in the temple worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And Prabhupada also engages his disciples in such worship. They dress the deities in beautiful clothes and ornaments, clean the deity's temple, and perform other similar worship of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My spiritual master is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food, analyzed as that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. And when Srila Prabhupada sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavat Prasad, he becomes satisfied. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada is always eager to hear and chant about the unlimited conjugal pastimes of Radhika and Madhava, as well as their qualities, names, and forms. Srila Prabhupada aspires to relish these at every moment. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My spiritual master is very dear to Krishna because Prabhupada is expert in assisting the gopis who, at different times, make different tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving affairs within the groves of Vrindavan. I offer my most humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. My spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because Srila Prabhupada is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. And this is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all Vedic authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari Krishna. It is only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that I receive the benediction of Krishna. For without the grace of Srila Prabhupada, I cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I should always remember Srila Prabhupada. I should always praise Srila Prabhupada. At least three times a day, I should offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Recorded November 16, 2023, the anniversary date of the disappearance of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.